Oh, here's a copy of the interview with Joe conducted by Spin Magazine in the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, by some dork.
Yeah, whoever it is.
You've been called the most original band since the Crimson Liver Quartet, and that no music after years has had such an inspiration behind it. What are your thoughts on this, Joe?
All lies! We ripped off more material from other groups than anyone else I know. You just couldn't tell because we sucked so bad at implementation. I mean, it's like we didn't care one's rat's ass who we stole from. To us, it was just another hit song that needed a bit of thrashing, if you know what I mean. But, by the way, what the hell is the Crimson Liver Quartet anyway?
Nothing, I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Now that you've had time to do more work on new albums and go on world tours and such things like that, what do your children think of the Clergy's music?
Oh, they don't. I won't listen to that crap. I don't want them to run off and kill themselves.
But wasn't it proven in court that your lyrics had nothing whatsoever to do with suicide? In that landmark case, if I remember, Mr. and Mrs. Werthertird got nothing for the death of their 12-year-old son, who slit his throat open with a blender after listening to a song by yours.
Kaleidoscope.
Excuse me?
The song Kaleidoscope. It was the one with a blender in it.
There's no blender sound in Kaleidoscope.
No, I mean, that was the song where our subliminal message was to kill yourself with a blender.
Oh, right, I see. So, how many people do you think you've killed with your music?
Oh, I'd say close to 3,111.
All with blenders?
Oh, no, we were more creative than that. It was the one thing we really did well. But then again, remember, we ripped our ideas off of others.
So whose idea was it originally to kill people with subliminal suggestions?
Da Vinci. He invented everything, you know. He actually invented cheese. I bet you didn't know that. Not many people know that.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, and he also invented the stick.
Uh-huh.
Most people think Moses invented it.
Yeah.
But that's a myth. Da Vinci invented the stick.
Well, wait a second. I thought Moses used a staff.
No, it was a stick. That's another common myth. Moses actually used the stick. Kind of hard to believe, isn't it? I remember how shocked I was to find that out.
Well, let's move on. Tell me more about how your music killed people.
Oh, now that's something else. It's one thing to secretly make people kill themselves and another to bust their eardrums with 150 decibels until they bleed to death.
You did that?
Yeah, you see, at one time we had to go around the country in this converted ice cream truck on our tours. I didn't think the loudspeaker on top was loud enough, so I had X fix it up to blast 150 decibels from 50 feet away. And then on, we'd wait till around 3 or 4 in the morning when we'd go cruising around gated communities. Anything we saw that moved, we'd zap. Cats, dogs, old ladies, it didn't matter. When we aimed that parabolic dish at them and pound out Clergy Street, their heads would just explode. Oh, it was evil, man.
And, did you feel anything for your victims?
Hey, man, I'm not a necrophiliac or nothing. Come on, I just killed them. I didn't feel them up or anything like that.
Oh, I see. So, you thought there was nothing wrong with...